This is an interview with Emily Lee, who works in investor relations.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Today we are talking with Emily Lee. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
So, what is investor relations?
Well, many Japanese companies have international investors, and my company makes reports and communicates all the financial and non-financial information to these investors so they can decide how they would like to continue investing in the future.
And what sort of challenges do you face in your job?
There are many, many challenges in this job, but one of the main ones is scheduling. So in Japan, the fiscal year ends in March, which means everything piles up in the summer. When that happens, I sometimes have 5 or 6 reports going simultaneously, and that can be a lot of pressure because you don't want there to be any mistakes. I have seen colleagues stay overnight, through weekends, not sleep in order to meet deadlines from clients. Because of this, there can be quite high turnover in the IR field. So many people only last between 2 to 3 years before they think they'll move on to a different job in a different industry altogether, or stay in the IR industry but not be client-facing. Morale can be a little bit low when you lose some of your favorite or most competent coworkers over time. But I feel that it makes the people who stay gel together all the better. And when you have people who are experienced and know what they're doing, it makes the workflow much easier as well.
So what are the annual reports aimed at?
Their main purpose is to explain the financial situation of a company because these investors are abroad. They're not on the ground to see what the actual circumstances are. So the report explains to them how a company has done over the past year and what they're planning to do in the future. That includes midterm management plans and what their non-financial goals are. So things relating to charity work or anything that could relate to corporate social responsibility.
Could you tell us briefly what corporate social responsibility is?
Corporate social responsibility is how a company addresses their social responsibility to the planet and to the communities it operates in. So, for example, the social side can be organizing charity events or art events in the community for people to participate in for free. Another example is the environmental side, where a company will try to lower its emissions volumes in order to hit certain goals put out by the United Nations.
And do you think that most companies take CSR seriously?
I think most companies do, if only because they must. Certain things have come into law due to the environmental impact of how companies operate on the planet. There's also something called the SDGs, which is the Sustainable Development Goals put out by the United Nations in 2015. For example, how to promote clean water, how to promote less inequality in the world, and companies will use these goals as guidelines for how they can operate.
Well, Emily, thanks so much for coming in today. That was very interesting.
Thanks for having me.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Emily implies about working in the investor relations industry? Number 27. What does Emily think about corporate social responsibility?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.